Everybody, Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. I was chatting with some attendees of a course I was presenting in earlier this week, and you know, we were talking about the fact that every generation of parents wants something different for their kids, and perhaps this might be the reason why parents who work so hard, meaning many hours, do not want their kids to do the same thing. They don't want their kids to have to work so many hours. They still want them to have a job and put in the effort. But is this the reason why young people want to work less but still get paid the same amount? So information for you that I did some research on is just an economic context. You know, generational shifts in economic conditions can greatly impact parents' hopes for their children, or not even just parents, adult hopes for younger people in society. Parents who did grow up in economic hardships or instability might want their children to have a greater financial security and be spared from the struggles that they face. So those parents might say, nope, you're not working when you're young. You're going to go to school, get a degree, whatever it might be. So then when you come out, you can now go into the workforce and not have to bust your butt as much as I did. On the other hand, though, is the perspective that parents who have experienced economic growth because of their hard work, hours, not just effort, might say, no, it's worth it, kids. You need to do the same thing I did. There's no right or wrong answer. I'm just giving you information of why we are where we are. Other things are educational opportunities. With each successful generation, access to education and information has certainly expanded. Parents may place greater emphasis on education and actual intellectual pursuits instead of the manual labor jobs that they may have to go to pay the bills, hoping that their children will have better opportunities. So they say, nope, you're not going to work while you're in school. You're only going to school. Other things are just the general concept of changing work landscapes. You know, the jobs in our society have certainly changed over time from, say, traditional manufacturing jobs and to the information age and now the gig economy as well. Technological advancements have definitely transformed our work, with automation potentially reducing the need for manual labor, whether you're a teenager, a young adult, or you're well into retirement. Parents might encourage their kids, though, to say, you know, let's not do physical jobs and let's do more mental jobs, which is the reason we may not have the opportunity for children to be working in not just minimum wage job, but more manual jobs. And that is also a reason why we're lacking people in those jobs, because other children, young adults, and then adults of working age of all ages are moving to different jobs that are less manual, less physical labor, and more, mental labor. And then on top of that, we have these, you know, cultural and societal shifts, as well as awareness of mental health, huge awareness of mental health and well-being in our world. Parents might wish for their children to avoid the burnout and the stress that could come with overworking, having multiple jobs, whether they're manual jobs, hand-on jobs, you know, working at a theme park, working at grocery stores, or working at something that might be a remote job from their home, their home office, their bedroom on a computer. There is a big difference in the adaptation of our not only our physical health, but our mental health there. So the reason I'm sharing all of this is, you know, there has been over time a redefinition of success. Success is redefined by each generation of parents and then, of course, their children. Earlier generations may have emphasized financial stability, where younger generations might be saying, no, you know, I've seen my parents strive to be financially stable, but in the end, they're exhausted, not able to enjoy it. So while I'm young, I prioritize personal fulfillment, experiences, and work-life balance. There's no right, wrong, or indifferent answer. Everybody's going to think of it differently. I just wanted to give you this information when we're judging, which we do. We all have bias and we judge and we point the finger and we blame people. But really open up your eyes and your ears and thinking, okay, why is society so different and why can't I get people to work for me? It may be because different members of society want different things, and the world continues to change and will continue to do that. And it always has. And we've always blamed other people for it. But why don't we grab the mirror and say, how am I part of this problem? But better yet, how can I be part of this solution where we can all get along, at least not be fighting, and understand things more from a perspective of where do I, as a professional, need to be, and where does my company need to be, considering that society continues to change and the education itself and what people want continues to change. Thanks for joining me today. If you have any other topic that you want to hear from me on, let me know. You can drop me an email at wendy@thehrlady.com. You can check me out on LinkedIn, Wendy Sellers, The HR Lady, or connect with me on Instagram or YouTube as well. Take care, Wendy Sellers, The HR Lady.